This is the Unfiltered Union.
I'm Linz.
And I'm Russ.
Here is this week's episode. Back for another week.
Week 12.
Is it really?
Yep.
Wow.
Wow.
So that's, how many months is that?
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm exhausted, okay? I am fucking exhausted. We really debated on not doing it again tonight, on not casting again tonight. We fell asleep on the floor last night, and then the night before that, I think we just didn't do it.
We fell asleep again.
Did we?
Yeah, we haven't been able to stay up past 8.
Yeah, that's what time daughter goes to bed, so... Yeah, okay. We're going to try and function through this. You ready?
Yep, this is a toughie because we're still recovering from Sunday night TV.
Oh, dear God. Yeah. There's a lot going on in our world.
Walking Dead, Westworld.
It's never anything like, oh, man, we went out and did this, that, and the other. We're so parents. Like, we're so parents. We are. We are just such parents.
We're so pants.
Pants. Do you want to do TV first?
Yeah, kind of, because I want to get it off my chest.
All right, what do you want to start with?
We'll start with Walking Dead, because that's what we watched first.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, this whole episode is going to be spoiler alert when we talk about TV. I'm done. I'm so done with Walking Dead.
I feel like it's kind of run its course for me, too, and I'm not usually like that. I just think that episode was disgusting, and it was still extremely slow. It's like, really? You waited all summer to do this?
Exactly. Yep. They could have pushed that into the final episode of season 5 rather than go off the hinges. I mean, they literally just said, fuck it. We're going to put every disgusting thing that we can think of in one fucking episode.
Well, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about after they get their heads pounded in.
Yeah, the stretching of...
Rick laying on the top of a fucking RV for an hour and a half, or, you know, an hour. It's like, seriously? Get my axe. Okay.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
No, they realized that they made the viewers so pissed off with the end of season 5 and not showing who Negan actually killed that they are like, you know what? We'll give our viewers what we want. We'll just go totally hardcore brutal. I mean, it's fucking hardcore Henry at that point.
It was bad.
It was disgusting. I mean, it was bad. It wasn't even like video game type disgusting. It was almost like an exponential amount more than that. It was just, it was nuts.
Spoiler alert, Abe and Glenn die.
Mm-hmm.
And Abe's death, it was bad, but it wasn't that bad. That was a normal Walking Dead death to me, Abe.
It was still a little much.
It wasn't that bad.
How many times did they have to cut to, like, pan over with the camera to the dead body, to the head, to the brains, to the... I mean, I get it. He's fucking dead. I get it.
Well,
I get it that he bashed in the brain a million times. I get it. But you don't have to keep showing me over and over and over. And then you don't have to keep showing me Glenn's face every 10 seconds with his eye popping out his head.
Well, that's what people kept trying to say. Kind of defending it was that's what happened in the comics to Glenn. It's like, yeah, I get that, but one's a cartoon and it's still one is real fucking people. Yeah, obviously he didn't get his head bashed in, but it looks like he got his head bashed in for real.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, and another argument is about the viewer discretion shit. I mean, I get that too.
They want to make it worse than TVMA based off that episode. People are pissed.
Good. They should be, because it was too much. I mean, I am all for Walking Dead for the gruesomeness that is, you know, a post-apocalyptic zombie type world.
But when it makes your stomach hurt, that's...
Exactly. That's I was literally nauseous after that episode. And it
wasn't because we were emotionally attached to the characters. It was just disgusting.
It was the gross factor.
It looked like spaghetti on the ground.
I mean, and, you know, the one episode way back in the beginning when Shane shot the guy from the farm and left him for dead so that the zombies would take him rather than take Shane. Remember that?
Yeah, Otis.
Yeah, Otis. And the zombies were eating him, and, you know, you saw intestines, you saw, you know, all kinds of innards being eaten, and, okay, I get it, I'm with that, I accept that, you know, that's the world they're in.
Whoops.
Really?
Keep going.
That was just, like, my stomach's churning from that. We need viewer discretion advised on this fucking episode because of your belches.
I can't help it. That's pizza toots.
Well, it's a toot out your mouth, not out your butt.
It's the same.
Oh, gotcha.
Less digested.
Ew.
Straight boner.
So no, it was too much. It was just too much. They took it too far.
I read an article that it was some agency that, or some kind of foundation thing that was talking about how it was kind of, it was over the top, first of all. They think the rating should be steeper. And it was more about how they are shitty on their storytelling now. So they resort to this super over-the-top, gruesome violence to replace their... It's almost like they're trying to be edgy. They're being ultra-violent just to be ultra-violent.
They're being edgy in ways that aren't working. I'm sorry, but there is a difference between being edgy for your writing, for your story, for your character development.
Well, that's what they were talking about.
And being edgy in this nasty, disgusting, let's go all out, you know. I get people murder people in a post-apocalyptic. I get it. But to have gone that far.
It's different. The medium is different. That's right, right? Medium?
Yeah.
It's comic book to TV.
Yep.
One is realistic. One is a comic book. It's literally cartoons.
But see, I that's not even what bothers me.
No,
it's
that's
not,
what, yeah, that's what gets me.
That's not what gets me, because I get the mediums. I understand what you're saying, but for me, it's more, I don't know, like, if they would have shown Abe getting his head bashed in and cut to him a couple times, okay, fine, I'm good. You know, I could have handled that. That's typical Walking Dead. But then you go into Glenn almost immediately after Abe, and then you start bashing his head in, and they literally spent like 3 to 5 minutes in a fucking episode on just one guy getting his head bashed in. Cut it at a minute. Cut it at 30 seconds. I mean, it was too much.
They played it true to the comic. But like I said, you can't. It's totally different.
But you can still be true to the comic and not have gone that far.
No, I'm saying,
a comic will do one tiny strip, maybe three panes of this guy getting his head bashed in, and you spent fucking 5 minutes on this shit.
That's because they did it true to the comic. You're not listening. They did it true to the comic. They showed everything that the comic showed. They showed him with his eye popping out of his head. That's in the comic. Every line was in the comic. That's one thing that I can admit to, is it was straight to the comic, but that doesn't make it okay.
No, I understand what you're saying, but you're not listening to what I'm saying, to the fact that in a comic book, okay, maybe you have five panes, five little pictures of what actually happened. You're spending now 5 minutes. That's a lot longer time than you're spending on a comic. You're spending too much time on this, is my point.
They were staying true to the source material.
They could have sped it up, and you even said that at the beginning of the segment.
No, I know that. My whole thing is they were staying true to the source material, but that doesn't make it right. It was disgusting. You transfer from a cartoon to live-action violence over the top. The Walking Dead used to be about personal development, like for Rick. You could see Rick devolve into almost a subhuman. He goes from a family man to a shit. I mean, you know, it's all about survival. He wants to keep his family alive, which is how anyone would be. But that was the cool thing about The Walking Dead. It's not like that anymore. It's like, oh, how are we going to kill these people now?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to rip their intestines out, or we're going to bash their heads in, blah, 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 blah. It's like, come the fuck on, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's stupid.
Yep. So I'm done.
I'm going to have a hard time watching it after. And that doesn't take away the fact that that episode was a load of shit. It was commercials after commercials, and then it was literally, I don't know, 7 to 10 minutes of that scene from that they left us hanging with, and then the rest was Rick being a little bitch.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I get it. The episode's about breaking Rick, showing that Negan is, I run shit. You know, Negan runs shit now. It's not, I don't know. They just spent so much time, because that shit wasn't in the comic. Negan bashed heads in and he walked the fuck out. He said ta-ta and rolled out. That was badass.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, come. And then they're going to cut Carl's arm. It's like, seriously, come. Stupid as hell.
Mm-hmm.
It was a waste of fucking time.
I'm over this conversation at this point because I'm done. I'm done with the show. Their writing isn't impressive. They're literally resorting back to, you know, disgusting, the gross factor. And that to me means that you're washed up. You're done. So I'm done.
Torture porn.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Uh-huh. I asked you where you heard that term from.
I mean,
from.
I've heard it. People say it all the time about movies like Saw and shit, too. It's torture porn. And that's exactly what this episode was, is it was a fucking Saw episode.
Yeah.
Let me see how I can kill these people the worst and make people sick.
Yeah, so I'm done talking about it. Westworld.
I liked Westworld. That episode confused the shit out of me.
Yeah, I feel like we're getting more and more information and not enough answers. I feel like we're bitching a lot.
No, I liked it. It was a really good episode.
Yeah.
It seemed like there was a lot of progression.
But to what end?
Exactly. But yeah. I think that's the purpose.
Remember spoilers.
Yep, spoilers.
Yeah, so we finally know what's going to happen with Teddy. They've alluded to the fact that Teddy and Man in the Black Hat are going to team up. So they found Teddy, and then they said that they're going to have to face Wyatt, which is Teddy's arch nemesis, basically.
His new enemy.
Right, so they're going to have to face Wyatt, what... I don't understand what that has to do with the maze. I'm really confused.
Well, the snake lady said that Wyatt... is the head of the snake.
Right.
So that's the next piece of the puzzle.
But see, there's a lot of question there. How does he fit?
You know, it's funny because I read an article about this also, was people were like, we just need to stop questioning it and just watch the fucking show. Because
I told you that.
We worry about, you know, we're overanalyzing something that we're not meant to understand right now.
Yep.
You're not meant to understand it.
Yep.
That's the point. It's they're progressing the story. So just remember what happens. So when next episode comes out, you get answers, or maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
But it
Sit
is weird.
Sit back and enjoy the ride.
Yep, that's all it is. But Anthony Hopkins, dude, that I thought he was like a nice old grandpa motherfucker. This dude is evil as fuck.
I don't think he's evil.
The dude is fucking crazy.
I don't think he's evil.
He's got a god complex.
Yes.
That's
evil. I
fully
agree with that. Any role he takes on, I swear, has that complex. So I'm wondering if he is like that in real life.
He's got a god complex. The fact that he even admitted, like, him and that Arnold guy, they created this and they were gods.
Yep.
That's pretty much why I think he still has, like, full control of that place. Like, he doesn't care that the board or whatever is saying, oh, we're going to come down and approve your new arc or, you know, your new storyline. He's like, no, fuck you. I'm God. You're not.
Yep.
I do what I want.
Yep. This is my part.
Yeah, this is my part. And the fact that he was sitting down, well, I don't know her name.
The main lady.
Yeah, she's kind of like a badass. She's
banging. What's
Bernie.
His name?
Bernie?
Right. Something right. It is Bernie.
Yeah, Bernie. So she, yeah.
Jeffrey Wright.
But he, it's funny because, like, they're banging on the side. They think it's a secret. And he's like, you be careful with Bernie.
Mm-hmm.
He's sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, and she's like, you know, she's crapping her pants.
Well, yeah, because Bernie even told her, don't pick up a cigarette because that shows that you're nervous. That's one of your tells that shows that you're nervous.
And guess what
What did she do? As soon as he called her out for banging Bernie. Yep, she grabbed a cigarette. Well,
and I liked how he didn't show any signs of movement, and yet all those robots around him stopped moving.
Well, see, the thing with me that really got me about that scene was the fact that they were talking about nostalgia, and the fact that the one time that she went when she was a kid to the park, she sat in that exact chair at that exact spot. And what did he do? As soon as they were done with their conversation, he brought in a bulldozer and bulldozed the whole place.
Yeah.
That, well, to me, is almost like symbolism. Like, you get in my way, I'm going to fuck you
up.
I'm
going to bulldoze you.
Yep.
Well, that's what's funny, too, is, like, he knows that much about everything that goes on in that park. She went there years and years ago, and he remembered, or he looked it up somehow, and he sat her ass in the exact spot because she recognized it. She said, I sat around here somewhere, blah, 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 you know.
Mm-hmm. And then she realized.
And then he wrecked that motherfucker.
Uh-huh. No, that yeah. Anthony Hopkins, though. I mean, anything he plays, he's just a freaking genius.
He's good.
He gives me, I'm sorry, he gives me like the eebie-jeebies.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I don't necessarily think he's a bad guy, but I also don't think he's a good guy in this.
No.
He's got a god complex. I don't think Arnold created Bernie if he's a robot. I think that he's under the direction of
Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, Ford. I think so because I think he wants these robots to gain consciousness. Because he's about done. The dude's old.
I don't know though, because if he wanted them to have consciousness, why didn't he help Arnold reach it? Like, it sounded like when Arnold died.
I don't think we fully understand Arnold.
No. Arnold, I feel like there's a whole big story about Arnold. That's what I'm saying. Arnold.
See, we keep asking questions when we're not meant to know.
But I can't help it.
But it's really weird. Like, I don't even know. I almost wonder if Arnold's, like, part of him. Like, it's personality type thing or something like that.
Well, I want to know how Dolores even fits into all this. Like,
Yeah, what is the end of the fucking maze? Because Bernie told Dolores, you reach the end of the maze, you're set free.
Well, the little girl that the Black Hat went and saw said, the maze isn't meant for you. So the maze is meant for robots? It's meant for Dolores?
Right.
And
why does he want that? Why does he want to go there?
Exactly.
If it's like, if you get to the end of the maze and you gain awareness/consciousness, you know, all that stuff, memories, then why does the man in black want to be there?
Right. Exactly. But at the very first episode, even though the main bitch who's fucking Bernie said that to the writer of the program, remember he writes all the storylines that go on in the park. She said to him that if you can realize that there's something bigger going on, but you don't know what that is, you're useless to me, is what she said to the writer.
Right.
So if there's something bigger going on and it is the maze, then what does the board have? Like, what is their interaction with the maze? What is their desire? I don't think they know
about it.
I'm so fucking confused.
The board doesn't know about it. I think it's almost a secret put in place on purpose.
Well, what's the bigger picture? Tell me.
We'll never know. That'll probably. I mean, this show. I think HBO said that there's going to be at least 6 seasons.
Good.
So we're fucked.
Yeah. Well,
we won't know shit.
If it's J.J. Abrams, then I'm telling you right now. If there's a fucking polar bear, or if they're on a teardrop in space, I'm going to be fucking pissed.
It's going to happen.
I'm going to be pissed.
No, I don't think he's involved as heavily as he was in Lost. I don't think he is.
Is that really what happened in Lost? Because after the polar bear, I fucking gave up.
I think so. I think that was the floating around in space shit, or they were all actually dead or something. Like, I don't fucking know.
Oh, well, that's really.
But yeah, I don't know. That show, it's getting deeper and deeper and deeper. Uh-huh. I do like the dude from Boondock Saints, though.
Yeah.
The motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker. Oh my god, that dude is legit.
I love him. And then
ding dong, motherfucker, ding dong.
They're making another movie out of that.
Boondock Saints. Tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So excited.
That'd be good.
I wonder if he'll be in it. If he'll have another new sidekick.
They didn't kill him, so I would assume he's probably going to be in it.
Yeah, like they killed, what was the guy? The Italian?
Yeah.
Is that what they called him or something?
I don't know. The one that killed the cat?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, so we'll see where that takes us.
I don't think we're going to get answers anytime soon.
Yeah.
I don't. Not even. Okay, so one thing that I did see in the previews for next episode, which was really interesting, was the man in black actually sitting at the table with Ford and Teddy.
Right, yes.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and the man in black goes to stab Anthony Hopkins.
And Teddy shanks the knife into the table.
Yes.
That's what it looked like. That's what happened.
Uh-huh.
So why the fuck does the man in black want to kill Dr. Ford?
I don't know.
It's really weird to me. He created the park. I'm pretty sure he's got more answers than you do, motherfucker.
Uh-huh. It's hurting my brain. It's hurting my brain.
Oh, we'll get there. Speaking of AI, the only reason I'm saying this is because Tesla, Elon Musk, he's Elon Musk, the owner of Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
He believes in AI. He's big, like, believer in kill switches and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tesla, this I think is their first quarter becoming profitable.
Mm.
It was a big surprise.
Oh, very good. I thought
that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I like that because they're pioneers in autopilot and electric vehicles. It's pretty cool. Well, that's nerd stuff.
Yeah. That's great.
I want one, but it's too expensive. And their reliability went down the shitter.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh.
Consumer Reports did, you know, they do their yearly reliability study where they pick like the top 10 cars that are the most reliable, cheapest to own and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They were shit. It's sad to me too, because I'd love to own one of those cars. I just couldn't. There's no way. I mean, the price you pay, but that autopilot, I gotta have that shit. Because every Tesla manufactured now has what they call, I think he said, stage 5 hardware.
Okay.
Which means that in 5 years, once they develop the software, they're going to release a software update to all these Teslas, and they can fully autopilot themselves. They can take you to the store, drop you off, and park. Then you walk out of the store, you push your phone, your smartphone, they come pick your ass up. I said, oh my God, I got to have that shit.
Uh-huh. You just want it for your commute.
Oh, I'd be sleeping like a motherfucker on the way in. I wouldn't care. Mm-hmm.
You'd be passed out in the parking lot.
Yep. But imagine that, though. I'm telling you, people got to start trusting that shit.
Mm-hmm.
People have to get over it. It's going to be safer.
One day.
It will. It's safer now.
Yeah, but you still have the human factor involved. So once everyone...
But the reaction time of a robot is a lot faster than me.
I'm just saying, when everybody goes over to autonomous, then yeah, it'll be a lot safer. But you still have the human factor where people don't want to give it up yet.
I'm telling you, just like I said, that's going to create new businesses and it's going to destroy businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Auto insurance, bye.
Yep.
There's no more accidents. Auto body, bye.
Yep.
You're still going to need mechanics because it's still a mechanical item, but...
Probably need a lot more programmers then.
Yeah, programmers will be... You're not going to have like a private, like a auto body shop. You're not going to have a programmer shop. That's going to be... All those people are going to work for Tesla and GM and Ford and all that shit. They're not going to work directly for like a small guy.
Right.
It's going to get rid of a lot of small businesses, which sucks, but...
Well, a lot will form.
But yeah, totally new.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, that's what happens.
I just like the idea of sleeping while somebody else drives for me.
I do too, but I meant to tell you also how they're developing this new software for autopilot. They're using machine learning, which means that all these Teslas that have this software, the stage 5 hardware, they get to... Even if you're driving, they're always watching the hardware. It's recording and all that stuff, which is big brother shit, and I won't get into that crap. But anyway, it's learning. If you get into an accident while you're driving, the Tesla is analyzing this data and trying to see what it would have done in that situation. Would it have avoided the accident? It's possible. But it's taking all this data, sending it to Tesla. They're aggregating it. They're analyzing it. They're putting it back into the Tesla's autopilot software so that it covers every fucking situation. It is wild as shit.
Because
It's like they're analyzing millions of miles of data. So they're pretty much analyzing almost every single situation that would be thrown at this vehicle.
Yeah, but the computer isn't analyzing. A person is analyzing and programming.
But... We rely on computers to analyze because no human can look at a million miles worth of data.
I understand that, but the car isn't learning. It's
it is
gathering information.
It's artificial.
Sending it back to somebody else. The computer then analyzes the data. Then they program it and put it back into the computer. So it's not like it's
learning.
A brain.
It's machine learning.
No.
Yes.
No.
You got to get over that shit. It's Matrix, motherfucker. We're all going to be, we're all dead now. I think we're all up in them fucking pods turning into 9 volts and
no.
shit.
No. There's no such thing as Morpheus. No such thing as Neo.
Bullshit. I saw a black cat twice and I had a lot of fucking
meow.
Whatever it's called.
Achoo.
What is it called?
What? Deja vu?
Yes.
What did you?
Holy
that was
shit.
Not that hard
what,
of a
what
word.
Was, what was your Matrix name be?
What would my Matrix name
yeah,
be?
Yeah, you know how they all have like code names? Like Cypher and Switch and... what is it? What is it?
I was just going to be really stupid and say big old titties, but...
Oh my God. That's not even good. Like, that's terrible. That is the worst Matrix name ever.
It's the first thing that came to mind.
Mine, I already told you, know mine.
What?
It's White Lightning all day.
That's not good either.
Yeah, it is. I'm fast as fuck.
No.
See, that's the thing, is if I was in the Matrix, they wouldn't even have to give me like the speed program. My ass is fast already. Fuck Agent Smith. I'll outrun that bitch and I will dodge all them bullets that he's throwing at me. Yeah, I'm serious. Fuck him.
I can tell. You're fuck all about him. That. All right. Congratulations on that. I've got nothing. Maybe Constellation.
That's terrible.
Why?
You're like the Big Dipper. I'm the Big kinda. Dipper, motherfucker.
Yeah, or I don't know. Yeah, that's all I got. Okay.
Okay, we're done with this.
Well, I guess we can move on to Bad Moms.
Yay.
Oh, I fucking love that movie.
I liked it. I actually thought it was pretty good.
See? And you don't listen to me. I always tell you that you'd like movies, and you're, no, I won't like that movie. And I'm like, yes, you will. And then you finally watch it, and then you like it.
My favorite line was never hard. It's the best thing ever. You fold that thing up and shove it in there. And then sometimes you shove the balls in there, too.
I'm sorry, but my favorite is the circumcision, because when they're working Kristen Bell's sweatshirt off of her and trying to figure out how to, you know, jerk off a circumcised dick.
I'm never going to wear this shirt again. It was pretty funny, because a lot of the stuff, it doesn't just apply to moms, you know.
Oh, no.
Being ultra busy and trying to balance work, life, kid, you know, it's so fucking hard. Mm-hmm. And it's just funny seeing... You know, it's not the movie's not real, obviously, but it's like they take it to the extreme, which makes it funny as shit.
Yes.
And
I really do feel like the writer of that movie tried very hard to make sure that it was as realistic as possible from what a mom actually goes through.
Yeah, but do you talk like that? God damn.
Are you kidding me? Have you listened to our previous podcast?
Yeah, but you don't talk like that in front of other people, do you?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
What do you mean?
You don't. I talk worse than that, but you don't. You
well,
don't.
Yeah.
What are you trying to say? I have a bad mouth?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
And we have a toddler now who is repeating everything we say.
What'd she say bad? Nothing.
No, there was something the other day.
What'd she say? It was your fault.
No, it's always your fault. Sometimes it sometimes it sounds like she says shit.
Yeah, but she's saying I sit. She doesn't say I shit.
No.
I mean, that would be kind of funny.
Sometimes she says shit. But I think she is trying to say sit. But yes, it sounds like shit.
I took a shit.
No. Her new thing now is princess.
I princess.
A princess. That's her new thing now. She's just so cute. No, but they do. They try in the movie in Bad Moms, they try to make it as realistic of what a mom actually goes through in a day to day. Although Mila Kunis plays a mom who is a working mother, is becoming not a single parent, because I think the husband is going to still be in the picture and help with the kids. But
yeah, but it's still a single parent.
Yeah.
He's not
living
with...
They're getting divorced. Yeah. Spoilers, sorry. They're getting divorced, so she's going to be, you know, a mom with her kids alone, but the dad's still in the picture. Anyways, no, I think they did a really good job as to what moms go through. Even the Kristen Bell was a stay-at-home mom.
She was fucking insane.
Well, if you're a stay-at-home mom and you have four kids, I mean, how would you act? Insane.
Fucking insane.
Exactly. In the one scene that they show her with all the kids, and then the kid takes the bat and whacks her right in the vagina.
Right in the dick.
Oh, it was hilarious.
It was a pretty good movie, though. I thought it was funny. I thought it was going to be kind of a chick flick, but it was the language in it was so bad.
Yeah.
They were really like that. I don't know her name. I don't know the names of these characters in the
Well,
movie,
there's Mila Kunis, Kristen Bell, and I don't know the redhead's name.
Well, that's who I'm talking about.
Okay, the redhead.
She was so bad. She was the biggest skeet bucket there ever was. I mean, she was like, she would stand in front of the school after she dropped her kid off, and she'd be, like, shaking her butt to the dads and shit. One of the dad was like, jaw dropped.
See? That's staring, how you'd be.
Staring at her, and the wife comes and grabs him real quick, like, stay away from her.
Mm-hmm. She threatens all the moms to come to the party of Mila Kunis and says, if you don't, I'll sleep with your husband.
Yeah. That was so funny. It was a funny-ass movie.
It was hilarious. And then the mom party that they had, where they
We have
all-
cheap wine.
You don't understand. If you say wine to any mother out there, women will come running. Wine is so good.
It's disgusting.
No, it's delicious. I really enjoyed that movie.
It's like fucked up Kool-Aid. That's all it is. Wine is fucked up Kool-Aid.
So it's fucking awesome.
No, it's nasty.
Yes, no, it's delicious. So there's a scene where all three of the moms are sitting down to dinner and all the kids are sitting at a separate table and they're basically making fun of their kids. They're, you know, saying how the one kid eats butter as an entree.
Yeah, and they were like dogging, some of them were dogging their kid like they were straight retarded.
Yeah.
It was fucked up. I said, holy shit, that is so mean to say about your child.
But, I probably wouldn't go to that extend about my kid, but you know, she's still really young.
You better not say that about her because she's gonna grow up and beat the fuck out of you.
Yeah, she's gonna take care of us when we're old, I guess, huh?
Exactly. She's gonna be like, all right, motherfucker, you get to sit in that shitty diaper.
I always changed yours. Anyway,
but you call me retarded.
Anyways, so the moms are sitting there, they're, you know, talking about their kids, like the one eats butter as an entree. The other is afraid of balloons. Another killed the neighborhood cat, and everybody knew it wasn't an accident. Like, this is what they're saying about their kids. And then once they're done laughing, they're like, but, you know, I love those dumb motherfuckers.
Yeah.
It's so true. Like, a mother's love is so expansive, so, you know, unconditional. And it just that part makes me cry.
Well, I didn't like how – that's one thing I didn't like. Well – there wasn't a lot of guys in it, which was fine because it's called Bad Moms, but the guys that were in it were little fucking bitches.
What do you mean?
They were shitty dads.
Mila Kunis' boyfriend in that was not a shitty dad. He was a single dad. His wife had passed away.
Yeah, but he was the only guy in there that didn't look like a complete tool.
Okay. Well, okay, so Kristen Bell's husband
was a shit.
Yeah, but he came
and
around.
So was Mila Kunis' husband.
Well, I mean, he wasn't a shit to his kids.
Yeah, he was, because she constantly complained that he wouldn't do anything. Like, he was a shit. He was lazy as fuck. He sat around and did nothing.
Well, I don't know. He still seemed like a good dad, because that one scene where the little girl is like, well, I'm gonna go stay with dad. Obviously, she likes her dad,
Your kids have, like, unconditional love for their parents, too. They act like they don't, but they do.
Yeah.
And she was raging on her mom at that point. She's an emotional teenager.
She wasn't a teenager yet.
She was pretty damn close.
Yeah, she's kind of in between.
In between?
In between.
Welp. We're at 33 minutes.
Oh. Go see Bad Moms.
Yeah, go see it. You can order it on your DVR. So,
go watch Bad Moms.
Go see it in the theater. Go to your local movie theater and ask them for Bad Moms tickets, and they'll laugh in your face.
Probably not. They'll actually probably sell it to you and put you in a dark theater, and you wait there forever, and it never comes on.
And then you masturbate
to a black screen.
Why not?
There's nothing there.
So, it's imagination.
Okay, SpongeBob.
It's the imagination masturbation station. Oh my god, that's a lot of shuns.
You should invent a restaurant or something called that. You should invent a like cyber cafe kind of thing called that.
Called the imagination masturbation station.
I'm telling you.
Holy shit.
I'm telling you, multi-million dollar idea.
That really rolls off the tongue. You try to say it. Say it as fast as...
I don't even remember what you said.
Do it right now.
I don't remember what you said.
Imagination masturbation station.
Imagination masturbation station.
Your lips look weird. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Unfiltered Union. If you enjoyed this episode, click like and subscribe. And check out our merch on unfilteredunion.com. It's what you do with things you love.